This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Just because you find yourself off the streets again, that don't mean that I can help you, or I ain't your friend. Out of reach, out of touch. Let me keep you in the loop, though I can't tell you much. Maybe trouble is your name. Trouble is that you gave. I can't see you anymore. That's because, honey, you're doing too to fall. Maybe trouble is your middle name. The trouble is that there's your
brand new, but could have been recorded 50 years ago in the 60s. Opening up The Raven and the Blues this week on a new radio station, Blues and Roots Radio out of Ontario, Canada, MDO Radio, MDO Radio, of course, and Kansas City Online Radio, and of course, Talk Radio Europe. And of course, there's a podcast across the world. Welcome to the program. That's Keith Richards. I guess you sound like Rolling Stones. The Stones captured the mood of the generation back in the 60s and have never let go of it, really. Keith Richards sounding like the Stones. A new album, Cross-Eyed Heart, is released today, and that is a track from it, which is called Trouble. Welcome to the program. It's funny because the way that the show comes together at times is purely by accident, serendipity. And so Then its next track is also called Trouble. This goes back some 75 years to the 1940s. And this particular track and this particular artist, probably the most influential in terms of the protest songs of America at the time, because in the 1940s, President Roosevelt was endeavouring to try and make things a little bit fairer in terms of the relationship between the black people in the South. But it was going against the grain. But in the end, he had to force radio stations, white radio stations, who would never play what they called race records. He had to force them to play certain records. And this was the one he forced on them. It was Josh White. The album was called Chain Gang Songs back in the 1940s. And it caused a furore because they didn't want to play race music, as they called it. This is the track in question. Josh White from the 1940s and Trouble. On the show called Trouble, couldn't be more different from the first. Very prescient lyrics as well from Josh White from 1940 or thereabouts, and a track which is called Trouble. It still applies today when you listen to some of those lyrics in there. Good stuff indeed. Okay, funny week this week. Tuesday of this week was the announcements of the British Blues Awards, and lots of fury and fire over the results and things, but one of the results of the broadcast of the year was myself, Dave Raven. I'm overjoyed, but it's the second time I've won it. I was runner-up last year, and I promise you, people say, oh, it doesn't really matter. Well, these things don't count. I tell you, last year when I came second, I was really hacked off. And so to win, it's marvellous. Thank you for all the people who made their vote, and it's made an old man very happy. And I'm not the best broadcaster. I'm just broadcaster of the year, which is lovely. Okay. The show is not really all blues, as you can gather. Sometimes it varies away, and sometimes I'm looking at the future of the blues, and it's, again, how these things fall together. I chose this track. It was released about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I got hold of it last week when I was in France, but couldn't use it. I was about to use it this week, put it in the show, and then last night on Facebook, Mark Ead, a man who knows about these things, said, "This is the future of British blues." What a coincidence. It's a guy called Rag and Bone Man. It's a track from his forthcoming album, which will eventually appear, and it's called Tell 'em Like It Is. young guy out of the south coast of the UK from Brighton. His name is Rag and Bone Man. He's been releasing sort of tracks one at a time, which I think will come eventually off an album, and that is called Tell 'em Like It Is. Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters have a brand new album out. It's called Father's Day, a mix of tracks written by Ronnie and some which he's covered. I love this one. It's a bit long, but I think it's great. Moaning.
Thank you.
So good to hear that again. Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters are the band. The album is brand new. It's called Father's Day. And there's a track which originally saw the light of day, oh, way back in the 55 years ago, back in 1960. Charlie Mingus wrote it on his album Blues and Roots. And it's been covered by so many people over the years. I've heard it played on stage by Georgie Fame, Brian Auger, so many great keyboard players. Lovely track. Good to hear it again. And that's called Moanin'. Right, okay, staying with new releases, Blind Dog Smoking has a new one out called High Steppin'. Here he is with Tell 'em Shuffle. Nice. Blind Dog Smoking, High Steppin' is the album, and tell them that you love them. And I was going to say, it's a brand new album, just been released. Rather good stuff indeed. The Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK every month chooses four or five albums it champions and we all play. One of them this month is the Dove and Bowweevil Band. The album is called This Life, and this is the title track.
Sometimes I feel like I can't carry on. Wipes away cold, bragging moon. there's nothing I wouldn't give. Desperational state. You demand my attention like a debt to repay. You've got a soul to your sweetness. Makes me play when I cry, like a voice in the distance. Soothe my dark lullabies, but you keep me awake with the glare of your bright.
Crucified underneath the ties.
be a slave. Love, hate, memory, pain, guilt, shame, redemption. Behind the eyes, as the crippled angels rise, anesthetize.
Mesmerized. Absolutely amazing. Two great tracks in a row, side by side. First of all, Dove and Beau Weevil, their new album, the title track from it, called This Life. And then that's the album, one of the albums of the month in the IBBA Awards for September. Is that correct? Yeah, kind of right. And secondly, another album which is brand new, Lose Control, it's called. It's the lovely Chantelle McGregor, and now you heard Anesthetize, and it's fabulous. And the whole album is like that too. I mean, it's not all like that. It's a mix of things, but it's a really fine album, and that may end up being an album of the month, perhaps for future months too. Let's stay with the females, and Samantha Fish has her album Wild Heart been out about 3 or 4 weeks. Here she is with Jim Lee Blues Part 1.
Some 40 miles or more, I think.
By Charlie Patton 80 odd years ago, performed there by Samantha Fish off her brand new album Wild Heart, and Jim Lee Blues Part 1. Good stuff indeed. Another new album is from Willie Porter. It's called Human Kindness, and here he is with This Train.
This Train.
Half in the rain, chained to the past.
Lovely stuff. Just been released. Willie Porter is his name. First time I've played him on the Raven and the Blues. The album is called Human Kindness, and that is a track called This Train. I mentioned about in the early part of the show about the British Blues Awards and the usual sound and fury that accompanied them. There's been equally amount, a large amount of sound and fury in the UK too on Lenny Henry. He's had a television programme on the blues in the UK. And some people have sort of said, why Lenny Henry? He's a comedian, not a blues man. And again, I haven't actually been able to see it because it's on Sky and I haven't got a Sky subscription, but it'll come round eventually now. We'll see it. But reading the reviews, It's a bit like Joe Bonamassa. Joe Bonamassa is one of those people who people tend to either love or hate. Very Marmite, an expression which we use in UK, which is a strange thing we put on our bread. And Joe Bonamassa, though, he does bring in millions. He does sell millions of records and bring in hundreds of thousands to the concerts. And so therefore, if he is a future of the blues, it's no bad thing. Anyway, Joe Bonamassa I've mentioned. Let's play a track from the Muddy Wolf at Red Rocks album, which came out in the early part of this year. And here he is with Love Ain't a Love Song. Thank you. all good stuff indeed. Joe Bonamassa, Muddy Wolf and Red Rocks came out in the spring of this year. And Love Ain't a Love Song. Yes! Something else that came out in the spring of this year. And when I was playing Rag and Bone Man at the early part of the show, who was out of Brighton, I thought of Tony Devonport. He's also out of Brighton. He had an album which came out also in the spring of this year called Back in the Land of the Living. And it kind of disappeared out without trace on my playlist. Let's bring it back straight away. The Light Inside of Me. Lovely guy, great voice. Tony Devonport is his name. If you go to the Raven and the Blues page, ravenblues.co.uk, and scroll down for the live sessions and look on the video, you'll see him doing a great Gary Moore number. And actually, not Gary Moore, what am I talking about? It's gone from me. The brain is all fuzz. That's Tony Devonport, anyway, and The Light Inside of Me. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. If you follow me on Facebook, you'd have read that I've been sort of had a porridgey brain for the last couple of weeks and been sort of feeling tired nearly all the time. Not quite sure what it is, and it's having effect on the show this week. Anyway, let's close with Ian Siegel. Remind you of the email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website also equally simple, ravenblues.co.uk. There you can download the apps for your smartphone, download all the shows going back some 10 years, donate to the programme, all that kind of thing. Once again, thank you so much for giving me your vote in the British Blues Awards. I'm really honoured and chuffed to be the broadcaster of the year 2015. And let's close. Ian Siegel from the album recorded at the Albert Hall back in 2013, almost 2 years ago. Here he is with Pony Blues. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, bye-bye.
already goofed it.
Saddle up my pony, hitch up my black mare. Saddle up my pony, hitch up my black mare. Gonna see my rider, I'm bidding in the woods somewhere. Well, hello, Central, what's up with your line? Hello, Central, what's the matter with your line? Caught my storm last night and it burned a while down. Yeah, I took my baby to meet the morning train. Took my little baby down to meet the morning train. Well, the blues come down, baby, like a shower of rain, just like a shower of rain. Something fit to eat, that brown skinned woman, just like something fit to eat. But a man, that woman, I better keep the hand off me. Well, I took my baby to meet the morning train. Yes, I did. I took my little baby down to meet the morning train. Well, the blues come down, baby, like a shower of rain. Yeah, I got a brand new Shetland, it's already trained, yeah. Brand new Shetland, it's already trained. I'm gonna sit back in the saddle and tighten up on the rein. Tighten up on the rein. I'm gonna saddle my pony, hitch up my black mare. Saddle up my pony, hitch up my black mare. Gonna see my rider, baby, in the woods somewhere. Gonna see my rider, baby, in the woods somewhere.
Oh, yeah.